If at first you don't succeed, there's always a second chance.
That's the voice of a famous personality who has experienced a second chance in life. And I'm about to challenge someone somewhere in the United States to identify that mystery voice for over $1,200 in cash and prizes. Also, you'll hear real people revealing dramatic details of their lives on this, the transcribed Second Chance program.
Friends, this is Paul Jones of the National Safety Council. We have a little safety jingle here that we think may save your life.
When you're near a river crossing, look and listen carefully. When you're near a river crossing, do your best to be very, very, very watchful, very, very wide awake. When you're near a river crossing, give yourself a break and always driver take a look, driver take a look, driver take a look around and see. See the warning signs, hear the warning sounds. When you're near a railroad crossing, pay close attention to the warnings, pay close attention to the railroad signals, pay close attention to the warnings when you're near a railroad crossing.
Well, hi there, everybody. This is your host, Johnny Olson, welcoming you to Second Chance. This is the program that brings you real people telling their own stories and proving that if at first you don't succeed, there's always a second chance. And today you'll meet Mrs. Angie, a housewife who wants to know if she should give her husband a second chance at the risk of losing her daughter. And later on in the program, I'll be calling one of you Mystery Voice contestants for a crack at our $1,200 jackpot. Yes, cash and prizes to the amount of $1,200. So if you've entered our Mystery Voice contest by sending me your name and phone number on a card, be on the alert because I might be phoning you to identify our famous Second Chance Mystery Voice. And here she is now with a brand new clue about herself.
Where the Duke doth roam is the place I call home.
That's a brand new one, so I'm going to repeat it for all of you folks who have a pencil and paper handy there and like to jot down these clues each day. Where the Duke doth roam is the place I call home. Now, come on, you Mystery Voice fans. You've heard the voice, plus a new clue about her identity, and I'll bet plenty of you by this time have a pretty good idea as to who she is. And there's $1,200 in cash and prizes waiting for the home contestant who can identify this famous second chancer when I call. And now, audience, I'd like you to meet our guest today, who is hoping that you might be able to help her. Shall a woman return to her estranged husband and give him his second chance, even if the happiness of her daughter is at stake? That's the problem facing Mrs. Angie. But before we hear your problem, Mrs. Angie, let me welcome you to Second Chance.
Hello, Johnny. Glad to be here.
I understand that you're torn between the love of your husband and the love of your daughter. In what way?
Well, Johnny, about a year ago, I separated from my husband. Recently, he has come to me and said, would I give him a second chance and take him back? But when my daughter heard this, she says, oh, Mommy, no, please don't. He doesn't deserve it.
Mrs. Angie, why does your daughter feel so strongly about this? Why is she against it so?
Well, Johnny, I was married 18 years until I separated a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the first 10 years of my married life was a real, perfect married life. My husband was in love with me as much as I was with him. And we were very happy together. And then I had reason to suspect that he was going out with another woman,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't want to believe it. And I kept on the same way as before, but my daughter was old enough to realize what was going on. And gradually, she began to lose respect for her father. I didn't know this until later on, of course.
Well, now, you must have loved him very, very much to put up with his running around for these years.
Well, he meant everything to me. He was my whole life. I met him when I was 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in a very small world of my own. I loved him very much, and he loved me very much. And everybody looked up to us as a perfect married couple. I wanted to keep it that way, and I thought if I'd overlook these things, that someday he would realize all that I was doing. I wasn't dumb. I just was overlooking them because I loved him. And then I would win back the love he always had for me, and everything would be all right.
And then about 3 years ago, Mrs. Angie, something happened that climaxed it.
3 years ago, I had to face it. Then I had to. There was just nothing else to do about it. I was faced with the problem that he was the father of a child with this other woman. Well, of course, for me then, it was the end of the world. I was a very different person than I am now. I was very plain and... Well, I didn't know too much about the outside world. I had a big family and a happy life. A big family of sisters and brothers, I mean. And until then, I never went in the outside world. I don't think I ever even went to a radio program or anything like that. But I was happy, very happy.
That was about a year ago, and you say now he wants you back.
That was 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
That I found out. And then a year ago, we separated legally.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's realized his mistake. He's not going with this other woman. He's been alone and been very good these past 9 months. And a few months ago, he came to me and asked me to give him a second chance.
But you, of course, are deeply concerned about your daughter.
I don't know what to do because for a year and a half, we did live together. And it was very hard because, you know, after I'd found out, because my big girl and him, well, they just don't get along. And she always had to go in her room. And things were very, very bad. We just couldn't go on living together. But now... He realizes his mistake and he wants a second chance. But my daughter said he doesn't deserve a second chance.
In other words, your love is still great for him, but your daughter, on the other hand, cannot accept him, and you don't want to lose the faith of your daughter or her love.
No, and she needs me. She needs me, too, because she is 18 years of age, yes, but she's not mature. She's like a girl about 15. She's very sweet. And...
Well, Mrs. Angie... You're facing a decision that certainly is very, very difficult. I don't think we've ever come across one on second chance that's been more difficult than this. It's your daughter's welfare and your own future and that of your husband's. All depend on what you decide to do. Now, we're going to ask our guests here in the studio to discuss this issue. And as you know, an outsider can often see your problems objectively and therefore more clearly. Perhaps they can clarify this decision that you must make, whether to give your husband a second chance. We'll continue after this important reminder.
What's the matter with you lately, Tim? You've been looking pretty worried.
I am worried, John. I just can't seem to save a cent these days. I don't know what I'd do if an emergency came along. Say, how do you acquire this saving habit anyway?
Well, I guess you need the same thing I did. An automatic way to save. You save your money before you get a chance to blow it.
Automatic way? Well, what's that?
Through the payroll savings plan. Have your employer set aside a certain amount from your check every payday and invest it for you in savings bonds. It's painless that way, and in a few years, you've built yourself a mighty nice little nest egg.
Smart boy, John. He's building security for his future with United States Savings Bonds. There's no safer investment in the world, and it's the sure way to save. Every year, those bonds grow in value, earning 3% compounded semi-annually when held to maturity.
Join the payroll savings plan now where you work, or if self-employed, the bond a month plan where you bank.
Either way, invest in United States Savings Bonds today.
We return now to Second Chance. You've listened to the conflict of a woman who's considering giving her unfaithful husband his second chance because she still loves him but fears that this will bring unhappiness to her daughter. Now, should this woman go to the man she loves if it means forcing her 18-year-old daughter to start a life for herself? On the other hand, can Mrs. Angie find happiness with a man that she couldn't trust in the past? You think she should give him a second chance, sir?
I think she should give him a second chance.
Why?
He has seen the error of his ways. He knows now the great wrong he did. And as for the daughter, she's a grown woman. She'll marry soon. And our lady here has to think of herself, not only for the past, but for the future also.
Then you feel that she should give him a second chance. I don't think this lady agrees, do you?
Well, don't forget that this woman was an entirely different person 3 years ago. Now she's altogether different. Just look at her. She's a very attractive woman. She's saying herself that now she's going out. She's had a chance to meet people. After all, her daughter's important, too. This isn't the same man that she separated from.
I think people change, too.
What, sir?
I think people change, too, when they have the year of separation.
Mrs. Angie,
yes,
changed. You feel that
I've changed considerably. I'm not the same person I was before.
I don't think that her looks or her appearance have anything to do with it. She's still in love with her husband, and I think her daughter is being selfish about this whole thing. Her daughter is not thinking of her mother's happiness,
but
of her own happiness.
Do you think a tiger can change its spots?
Definitely.
Definitely. Just in a little while like that, you feel that this man has gone out into the world, and all of a sudden he's come back and he's an entirely different person. I don't think anybody can come back.
Well, we just said that Mrs. Angie has changed within the past 3 years, so why can't her husband?
Yes, but he's done this once. Why won't he go out and do it again?
Just a minute. Mrs. Angie wants to make a comment here.
Well, I want to say my daughter is... Her feelings are for me. That's mainly why she doesn't want me to go back to my husband. Because she feels for me.
He's seen the outside world, and he's satisfied to come back and mend his ways. And love, please.
You feel
to err is human. To forgive is divine. Please forgive him.
Just a minute. Mrs. Angie, I would like to ask you, why did your husband come back to you to ask for this second chance?
Well, my husband heard about a man that I've met recently, and he wants to marry me. But, of course, I don't feel that I would be really happy with this other man because I'm so used to my husband.
But how does your daughter accept this new man?
But my daughter believes that the other man is better for me because he would... With my husband, I would be a slave to him.
Well, now we have some other complications here now. You think that Mrs. Angie should marry another man because her daughter wants her to, or should she disregard her daughter's feelings and give her husband a second chance? Now we've got some hands.
I think that she should disregard her daughter's feelings because her daughter is 18 years of age, and after that, she's going to go right off and get married. She'll be graduated from high school. She doesn't think of her mother. It's her mother's future life that counts, and I should know. I'm a teenager.
You think that she thinks of the mother in this case?
Well, yes, I do.
You think that she does think of her mother?
Yes. Because when she gets older, she'll still go back to her mother and everything.
But you disagree with that,
yes, because she'll have her husband if she gets married or whatever life's work she wishes to do.
Just a minute. Now, here's the lady.
Well, if the husband is really repentant, why doesn't he court the mother and the daughter again and win over their love and respect?
I feel that the daughter in this case has not accepted the father. Is that right, Mrs. Angie?
Well, that's true. She lost respect for him because she saw things that I didn't see.
All right, sir.
Well, it seems that the daughter just wants to ignore the whole problem that her mother is in love with the father and that she just wants to say he's no good, throw the bum out. But I think that the mother should go back and think of her own future because her daughter will be making her own way very soon. And her daughter...
I think this daughter is a pretty smart young lady. She lived there in the house. She saw the father's infidelity, and now she's coming up with another point of view. I think she must know quite well because she's lived with this problem.
Why
and
did
I
the
think
man
at
run
least...
away from home in the first place?
Well,
maybe
least...
he had a reason to go away at from home and look on the outside.
Maybe his daughter was the reason why he left home.
Often teenagers can't understand the problems that come in later life. I think that the teenager, given a little time, will find that she is wrong and she may have wrecked a beautiful marriage. It had been happy for the first 10 years.
You feel that the daughter is to blame somewhat in this case?
I feel that she may be to blame. I would place most of the blame on the husband, but I would give him a second chance.
You would give him a second chance.
What about this other man? How about giving him a chance? After all, the husband isn't... Her husband wants to come back.
But she doesn't love him.
How does she know she doesn't love him?
She's very fond of him.
You're shouting. She just met him recently. Why don't we try and say this...
Just a minute now. Let's get some more comments here, ma'am.
What do you want to do? Make a divorce in a family or something? Why don't we just try and keep this family together? This was the first family.
Yes, but this family has proved that it couldn't work out. This is the family that broke off because of the husband's infidelity. She has no guarantee that he's
but
not going
to... But her daughter wants her to go with a man that she's not in love with. Her daughter will go with a man that she's in love with.
She has just met this man. She hasn't had a chance to get to know him even. Let at least give a chance to this new man.
Thank
and why
you,
doesn't she give a second chance?
Just a minute, please. Look, nobody will be able to hear a thing if you don't calm down. Now, we want to express all the opinions we can in the time that we have. What would you like to say?
I'd like to ask the mother if she's in love with the husband.
Are you really in love with the husband, Mrs. Angie?
I'll never feel for anyone the way I feel for him.
She feels that way about her husband, all right. It's her daughter that...
Then I say, Mrs. Angie, go back. Go back and be happy.
Give him a second chance.
Can we
all
be
right,
happy?
Sir?
I have always heard it said that a mother's love is divine love, and I think that can't be overruled by a father's irregard.
All right, thank you very much. Here's a young man who would like to make sort of...
The lady said that... 18-year-old daughter wasn't really 18 mentally. She said he was about 15. So what does a 15-year-old know about such things?
Well, now, look.
I would like to get some sort of a straw vote here on all the folks who are in our NBC studio today. You've heard a very generous discussion here, pro and con, on Mrs. Angie's problem. Now, would you stand up, please, and be counted on this? How many of you think that she should give her husband a second chance? Would you please stand up and be counted? Thank you very, very much. You may be seated now. And by the same token, I want to find out how many people think she should not give her husband a second chance. Would you stand and be counted? Only about 10% feel that she should not. And certainly a great majority feel that she should give her husband a second chance. And thank you for your wonderful comments. I know Mrs. Angie will weigh your remarks cautiously, and I sincerely hope they will help her decide to do the thing that will be best for all concerned. For you folks who offered comments, a token of our thanks with a beautiful crystal decanter of the champagne fragrance Intoxication by Dorsey, makers of world's famous French perfumes, and to you, Mrs. Angie, for sharing your story with us. Please accept this gift of a lifetime, a beautiful Helbros watch, the watch of celebrities with lifetime jewels and unbreakable mainsprings. Please let us know. I hope that you've gotten some good suggestions here today.
I believe I have.
And please let us know what you decide to do.
Thank you very much.
God bless you, and thank you, Mrs. Angie. We'll return to Second Chance in just a minute.
Hello, everybody. This is Fibber McGee.
And Molly.
We've just heard about an effective way that plain everyday Americans like us can fight communism.
You mean I can fight communism, too? How?
How, Doc? By giving a truth dollar to Radio Free Europe. Your truth dollars pay for 100 words of truth on Radio Free Europe. Beam them right through the Iron Curtain to 70 million freedom-hungry people trapped there by the communists.
Radio Free Europe's broadcasts help these people resist communism by uncovering Soviet traitors in their countries, by giving them plain, honest news they can't get from their own commie-controlled press and radio.
You might say Radio Free Europe is keeping the truth turned on.
Well, you can count me in, kids. Who do I give my truth dollars to?
You send them to Crusade for Freedom, care of your local postmaster.
And folks, you can fight communism, too, by sending truth dollars to support Radio Free Europe.
Send one today to Crusade for Freedom, care of your postmaster.
And now let's rejoin Second Chance. Time now to swing into today's Mystery Voice phone call to one of you home contestants whose entry card was selected just before we went on the air, and I think Bob has the call in already. Is it in already? Hello, this is Johnny Olson in New York at Second Chance at the Mystery Voice contest. Who is this, please? Hello? Mrs. McLeland, speak up real loud, Mrs. McLeland. Your first name? What is it? B. Mrs. B. McLeland, where are you speaking from, B? Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Well, now you telephone the telephone company and tell them to lift up that volume a little bit now so we can hear your voice real good and loud here in New York City. Before you try to identify the mystery voice, Mrs. McLeland, I want to tell you what's in our wonderful jackpot here, over $1,200 in cash and prizes. There's a $100 bank account, for example, from the makers of Beacon Wax. And Beacon Wax gives the hardest, longest, and brightest gloss and is guaranteed to outlast and outshine other waxes. Also, the makers of Tetley Tea will start a special Christmas fund in your name, $1 a day for the next 6 months. And remember, Tetley Tea is preferred by real tea drinkers. Still more cash, a $100 savings bond from Tony. The all-new home permanent that's odor-free, trouble-free, and frizz-free as a wave can be. And Second Chance will sparkle up your kitchen with a brand-new RCA Estate Deluxe Gas Range. For the man in the family, there's a rotary lawnmower from the nation's leading power mower manufacturers, Moto Mower. And for both of you, Arthur Murray will give you $100 worth of dancing lessons at your favorite Arthur Murray studio. And I think, recall, they have one there in Milwaukee, haven't they? Yes, they do, she said. And besides all the many gifts and cash prizes, there's a vacation in New York. You'll enjoy your stay in Manhattan as the guest of the famous Henry Hudson Hotel. And for pocket money, $50 in traveler's checks. And for the trip, a three-piece set of Amelia Earhart luggage. And we'll top it off with a beautiful Helbros watch. But right now, you hang on tight because we're going to play some clues for you. And then you think about who it is. Here's your clue.
First, I was one of the girls. And then I found myself surrounded by men. My work repealed an unwritten law. A second chance on which others could draw.
All right, Mrs. McLeland, out there in Milwaukee, you've just heard the mystery voice. Do you think you know who it is? But you've heard all the different clues we played every day. Do you think you might know who it is? Well, now, I'm going to give you a second chance to think it over. You have exactly 60 seconds, so be ready to give me your answer when we return to Second Chance following this announcement.
It's the YMCA for Brotherhood.
wife or leisure or play. Grown-ups or teenagers, privates or majors, are welcome at the YMCA. It's the Y for lasting friendships. At the Y you can worship and pray. Learn to be self-reliant, understanding, and why that's the good old American way. Go straight to the Y from the station when you're away from home. They'll give you a smile and a welcome. You'll never feel alone. At the Y you'll find good fellowship any place in the USA. That's the way of this blessed land. Reach for a friendly hand at the YMCA.
And now let's rejoin Second Chance. All right, Mrs. McClelland in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, your time is up. I've given you a second chance to think it over. For over $1,200 in cash and prizes, who do you think our mystery voice is?
Who do you...
You think Babe Diedrichsen? Who received her second chance, you mean? Well, our second chancer, of course, had to receive a second chance to get her into the national spotlight, but I'm awfully sorry it is not Babe Diedrichsen. But I'll tell you what we have for you, Mrs. McClelland. We've got a gleaming 8-cup automatic Miromatic coffee percolator. It makes a delicious cup of coffee, and it keeps it drinking hot for hours and hours. And thanks a lot for sending in your card today. It was nice to hear from you. Goodbye. Well, she had me worried there for a minute, you know. But I'm still looking for the answer that will break our jackpot wide open. And if you'd like a chance to receive a phone call so that you can try to identify our mystery voice for a tempting jackpot of cash and prizes, here's all you have to do. Just send me your name and telephone number on a postcard. That's all there's to it. Send your card to Second Chance, Box 423, Radio City Station, New York, 19, New York. And now here's a man with a message.
Hi, this is Albert, your long-eared, multi-lobed friend, who has just gotten a new title from NBC. I am their monitor music communicator. I can hardly say it, yet alone be it. But during the weekend on NBC, we have some of the grooviest music you ever want to hear. We have big bands like Woodrow Wilson Herman, Les Brown. We have small groups like Davy Pell's Octet, Shorty Rogers and his Tremendous Giants. And, you know, recorded and live. Wherever the music scene is, that's where you'll find Monitor. Count Basie might be picked up along with Stanley Newcomb Kenton and his orchestra. So music-wise, if you want to go places and do things, we not only have the old beat-up Dusty records, we have some new just out of the cellophane ones that are real nourishment for your left lobe. Albert here, NBC's music communicator on Monitor.
Well, folks, thought we might give you a little music there for a change. We're here again at the end of another week of Second Chance programs, and today you heard the true story of Mrs. Angie and her efforts to gain a second chance for happiness. You heard our studio audience comment on her problem. Now, if you disagree with the opinions expressed or would like to send along some words of encouragement to Mrs. Angie, please feel free to do so and send your letters to Mrs. Angie in care of Second Chance, Box 423, Radio City Station, New York, 19, New York. And I'll see that she gets all of your letters. They'll be personally sent to her. And I'm sure you won't want to miss Monday's Second Chance broadcast, because at that time, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to present the results of the very first radio straw vote concerning a national issue, the issue of the three turncoat GIs who are currently returning to the United States. We asked you folks if they should be given a second chance. You took the opportunity to express yourselves freely on this vital prisoner of war issue, and on Monday's Second Chance program, I'll give you the figures on how you voted. So be sure to be listening on Monday. Until then, this is Johnny Olson transcribing the good goodbye. I hope you have a nice weekend, and we'll see you on Monday at Second Chance.
Kenneth Banghart brings you the news today over most NBC radio stations.